Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, here to bring you the latest news and notes about the Indiana Pacers. And on this episode, we will hit on the Pacers' 120-111 win over the Philadelphia 76ers on Monday night. Check in with Paul George, big game, and a little fireworks at the end. Another big game by Miles Turner and Kevin Serafin. We'll check in on all three of those guys and their performance. We'll also look at the standings and the action on Monday night, which was wild and woolly, and almost had the Miami Heat losing. But alas, they did not. So the Pacers continue to control their own destiny, and it's a good thing because no one else is giving them any help. Before we get started, though, reminder to reach out with any questions, comments about the Pacers. You can reach me at IndyCornrows@gmail.com via email and on Twitter at IndyCornrows. Okay, so the Pacers got off to a flying start in Philly. It looked like they may be able to take much of the second half off the way things were flowing early in the first quarter. Pushed the early lead up to 21 points. Paul George had 17 first quarter points and just continued his hot shooting and strong play early in that game. And then, of course, as usually happens in the NBA, Pacers exhaled briefly and the Sixers rolled back in, cut that lead down into single digits. They were never able to get over the hump with the Pacers, but they made it an interesting game throughout. For the game, Paul George ended with 27 points, 5 assists. He made 3 threes early in the game, but finished 3 of 8 from three-point land. So just another big game, and in a minute we'll get into the craziness that happened with Gerald Henderson at the end of the game. But going through some of the other big performances, Miles Turner, again, solid double-double, 18 points, 13 rebounds, 4 blocks. I did have 4 turnovers, a couple bad traveling calls, but really scored 18 points on taking only 8 shots. So nice, efficient night from Turner, and he's really been making those open shots when they come to him for the past few games now. Another great trend heading into what we hope will be the postseason. Jeff Teague was dealing for a little bit, finished with 15.6 assists. Thaddeus Young just continues to be great around the rim, great running out. He's been part of the Pacers' ability to push the pace, and somebody who's running when Teague wants to run. Thad Young's been getting out in front of him and doing a lot of finishing at the rim. He finished with 20 points, 8 rebounds. Another solid game for Thad. And then off the bench, Kevin Serafin continues his super strong play in the backup center role. Made 8 of 10 shots, finished with 17 points, 6 rebounds, and not quite 20 minutes of play. So great effort off the bench for Serafin once again. He and his buddy Lance Stephenson keeping things lively with that second unit. And honestly, I'm enjoying watching the reserves now as much as I am the starters. With that group out there, they're really getting after it. Lance ended up with 6 points and 5 assists. So they also, Serafin and Lance, also teamed up for a little social media action before the game, where they recorded Lance ripping an apple in half, literally, with his bare hands, and Seraphim there to be his hype man. So kind of an odd couple who have hit it off both off the court and on. And the on-court stuff has been great for the Pacers. Just what they need. So let's get into the nuttiness at the end of the game. Gerald Henderson, who we all know is a punk and also plays basketball. I recall him getting into a pretty strong tussle with George Hill a few years ago. Tonight, it was Paul George for some reason. Pacers kept Paul on him, and they were kind of battling back and forth. And in the end, there was one little skirmish, and then a little later, Paul George hit a shot, gave a little elbow to the back as he was heading back down the court to the back of Henderson, and then back at the other end, Henderson came around a screen and just threw a wild uppercut elbow to the chin of PG, which knocked him down, stopped play. It looked like it was going to be an obvious flagrant and Henderson being tossed because, of course, on the last tussle, they both had technicals. So, but what they did, they ended up replaying both that play and the one before, which caught Paul George, giving a little nudge in the back, and decided, okay, technicals for both, they're out of here. So PG's night ended early, and, you know, this is what Henderson does. You know, you want to keep your head, be above it. Really not sure when it was getting testy. It was definitely testy before that. You know, not sure why you wouldn't just put Stevenson on him and let those two go battle royale, whatever they need to do, or somebody other than PG. He's the one guy you don't want to get caught in a mess where, you know, you might get, again, thrown out. Maybe if it's a worse altercation, there's a suspension. God forbid there's an injury. You know, none of those things you want to get mixed up in with one of the worst teams in the league with, you know, punk off the bench like Henderson. So not sure that was a best use of PG there, but regardless, you know, it's on him as well to stay away from it, stay above the fray, be a star out there. And he just couldn't stay away. After the game, though, he had some very pointed comments and complaining about Henderson. Here's some quote. Nate Taylor had three tweets with quotes. First one is, "Y'all know how I feel about the officials, and tonight I really have no faith in them." And they said, "I've been warning them, the officials, all night long, what he, Henderson, is going to do, stuff he's doing, and they allow that shit to go on. He, Henderson, was throwing jabs and punches at my stomach all night. They went on, so he pulled me down. I get double tech for doing nothing, and then throw an elbow at my neck. I get another tech for nothing. I really don't have no respect and nothing there for the officiating. Shitty officiating job. I don't care about him, Henderson. It's the fact that they, the officials, let him do that. That's the problem I have. For whatever reason, he doesn't like getting scored on by me. I get this every time he's at home. I guess home, that's where he feels confident. He's sweet on the road, but at home is when he gets some nuts." So, and for his part, there's a quote from Jessica Camerato from Henderson saying he didn't intentionally try to hit PG. But, yeah, right. Whatever. I think the replay shows otherwise. I'm assuming PG doesn't realize that they went back a play later and caught him with the elbow. But obviously they certainly weren't equal infractions. Elbow to underside of the chin, a little more severe than a little nudge in the back. But still, it keeps that thing going back and forth. And next thing you know, you're heading to the locker room. So ended up being a rough night for PG. Obviously, he's going to be fine for the technical. He's going to be fine for these comments about the refereeing. And but I wouldn't assume he would be suspended at all. And Pacers have one more game. And obviously, they need to win that game now. They host Atlanta on Wednesday night. And they simply have to win. Down to the last game of the season. Chicago had no resistance from Orlando tonight. Thanks a lot, Frank. Magic were no-show from the beginning. In fact, it started out a lot like the game between the Pacers and Philly, except the Magic never rallied like Philly did, and the Bulls never let them rally. So they took care of business. Then, speaking of getting no help, Miami and Cleveland play. Cleveland needs to beat Miami, and that would give the Pacers a clinch. But they didn't play LeBron James, didn't play Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson's out. So, yeah. And what do you know? The Cavs played a great game. Darren Williams has a monster game with 35 points. Unfortunately, he had 10 turnovers as well. But the game ended up going into overtime. The Cavs had more than enough chances in regulation and OT to win. Couldn't get it done. And the Heat pull off the win and stay alive. So right now we have a scenario with Miami winning, Chicago winning, and Milwaukee rallying to beat Charlotte. They were down for a while. So now the Pacers cannot catch Milwaukee. So the highest they can go up now is a 6 seed. The 5 seed is out of play for the Pacers. So let's go through these playoff scenarios here real quick. Heading into Tuesday night, Atlanta plays Charlotte. So the Pacers can still get a 6 seed if they beat Atlanta, and then Atlanta loses to Charlotte. But if Atlanta beats Charlotte, the Pacers will need to beat Atlanta to earn the 7th seed. Now they can still end up in the 8th seed if they lose to Atlanta and either Chicago or Miami loses their final game. Chicago plays Brooklyn, Miami plays Washington, both on their home floor. So, obviously, Brooklyn just beat Chicago, but that was in the Barclays Center. Going to be a different situation at the United Center, final game of the season. Washington is locked into their playoff spot. They really don't have anything to play for as far as positioning, and they just dumped a bad one to Miami. I mean, the amount of games that were lost in the end here, where any one of them going the other way would have given the Pacers a playoff spot already is just maddening, and it sets up a frightening scenario here because Atlanta is never an easy out, and you never know what's going to happen with this Pacers team. Hopefully they can maintain level of play they have been at over the past week because they're playing well enough to beat Atlanta at home, there's no doubt. But funny things happen when you're down to your last bullet, and it looks like the Pacers are going to be in that spot. So, obviously, if they lose to Atlanta and Chicago and Miami win, Pacers are out of the playoffs and into the lottery. Don't want that to happen, that is for sure. So keep the faith. Pacers do hold all the cards. They control their own destiny. Just got to play it right down to the end, down to the last game of the season. Get that 42nd win and get into the postseason, which will be a whole new life with a team that seems like a new team now. All of a sudden, with Lance Stephenson, 4-1, and that second unit is really rolling. He seems to have made a big difference with that reserve unit, and would like to see what they can do in the postseason and see who they get matched up with. Right now, it's trending toward Cleveland, so we'll see how the last game of the season roll out for both Cleveland and Boston. But with the Celtics winning tonight and Cleveland losing, Celtics now have that first spot in the East, so all they got to do is hold on and beat the Bucks, who are pretty much locked into their spot. I guess they could move up to 5th if the Pacers win, so they would like to win, I'm sure. So that Milwaukee-Boston game will be pretty well contested, I would think. But for Pacers fans, all eyes will be on the Fieldhouse on Wednesday night with the Hawks in town. Can't wait. All right, thanks for listening, and as always, please send me any comments, questions, thoughts on the game. You can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find the latest episode of the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it.